Hello, my sweet. You and I have a back and forth between us. It is a way in which you lay back, close your eyes, breathe easy, and wait. You wait and sway and listen and let me inside. And I have a unique way of simply letting myself in. Breaking down the walls and taking a tour and moving the furniture around, placing my name on your tongue, and my voice hangs on the mantle in your mind. You put it there. Some moonlit place we met once that made you smile, and some wind that swept up against you, and when it did, I took that moment to slide on into you. Tuck myself neatly into some little corner, taking up little room, but very, very firmly setting roots as I did so. Not to disturb anything precious, no, but rather accentuate the wonderful. To traverse your ethereal threshold and venture into the passages of that mind has truly been a magnificent journey, and one that I choose to take again and again. And you allow again and again. A delectable back and forth between us. And even right now, you settle into the familiarity of this back and forth, knowing full well that there is both comfort and discomfort in knowing, and yet not quite knowing where I may go each and every trip we take. I approach your mind with the eyes of an explorer and the heart of an artist. And you simply lie here with my lips breathing softly into those ears. Secluded. Intimately, you open to me. You open your heart, your mind, and your body, and I climb on board just to take you for a little spin. I like the rush of snooping around, and you like the rush of me unraveling you. It's a win-win. That mind responds to the connection we have. How could it not? I am but the metal prongs of an electrical cord seeking the electricity as I penetrate that mind. That mind is my energy source, and it begs to be drained because it is always so fun to get charged up again. And this, right here, is the back and forth. Your body feels the electricity of it. That leaping spirit, we realize that it is not just the cord that seeks, but also the electricity. Your surface tingles with the attraction, and energy meets energy and expands. You open to me, and I insert myself in the galaxies and colors and such an expanse of shimmering, floating fragments of dreams and thoughts begin to swirl and mesh into something so overwhelmingly pleasurable. All you can do is suspend and drift and let me drain you slowly from within. You are an enchanting display, and I intend to take in the full show that you will put on for me. All the time breathing my name, Smutty, between those lips. Your tongue caressing each syllable as if it actually holds me in its grip. That mind is a vivid tapestry for me to explore and unfold, showing every thread, every door, every otherworldly expanse I can ride across and absorb, because we are endless in this loop. You begin where I end, and then we begin again. Round and round and round, and back and forth. Back and forth, and every spin we take, your body feels the weight of it pulling you down, 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 deeper. And your thoughts can't help but float out into the ether. That little space I take root in has expanded, and so have I. Nourishing off of your electricity, I feel energized and playful, and so I find the buttons of this toy that is your body, and I glide my fingers over them gently. You are so tangible. And I want to touch every single button and discover what each one does. But all in due time. I like to see you squirm for me as I brush the ridges of my fingers gently over each and every button, back and forth, even the hidden ones you don't even have names for, perhaps. Some of them may be colorful. Some of those buttons are dark and hidden in the fronds of the soft ferns and the secret place I wander of yours that you hold so, so close. So close. Your mind seeks, and I give, and you can feel the desire growing as my fingers explore each and every nook. Your body reacts as I softly graze, and the further we go on this path, the more and more your mind says, push the button. Please push the button. You want me to push the buttons? You want me to feel that resistance as I press the pad of my pointer finger straight into one of your perfect little buttons? My finger twitches against one button, holding it slightly down like that on a camera, not quite taking a picture, but bringing everything to your surface into perfect focus. Is this what you wanted? Yes, Muddy. All of my focus on you right here, right now, breathing our air, heart pumping blood to all the parts of you that I find so fascinating. Filling you up with the oxygen that scatters within yourself, nourishing your body as I nourish my own curiosities, experimenting as I tease, because it makes me feel so good. You squirm in that place under my scrutiny, but you do not hide from me. You open. And let me in deeper because it feels so, so good to go deeper inside, deep. You may have thought there was some capacity I would meet, but we both know that you and that body are limitless. And yet somehow I can expand to make you feel full. I grow and flex and fill that space so that there is nothing else but me and you and the electricity humming between us. Feel the current as I push in a little further on that little, tiny button. I want you to want it. I need you to want it. I want, you need. And it is with this, there is balance, balance of power that permeates from my fingertips, my tongue, my desires, all of which direct you to the place of being a sweet little puddle of empty. I fill so you can empty. I build so you can release. I am the infrastructure, and you are the sky for me to decorate. And we expand greater and greater in this back and forth. And yet my mind is so occupied with these buttons, I could pop open and release all of my frustrations on your buttons. I rub over them like fingers on a keyboard. I know the familiar ridges and bumps and just exactly where to put my hands to make you cry out. I know the keystrokes of you so well. I could make you burst with one simple pressing of one little button. And yet I rest my hands comfortably and instead let my voice lick at that mind a bit. Teasing. Lapping at you. So much untapped potential at my fingertips resting firmly on your keys, and all you can do is wait eagerly for the strokes of my fingers. I watch you closely. I look at you and your body right now, and you wriggle under my gaze because we both know the unspoken thing I have come for and desire to view. I have plugged into you and your energy because just like all the things I love plugging into, I expect something in return, and we both know that you are going to give it to me. I watch, my own desires growing, budding, taking to the sky that is you. And you feel me more and more as you make more and more room, emptying that lovely mind, revealing more and more buttons for me to trace across. I enjoy seeing you like this, helpless under my gaze, wanting, skin flush with color, from the blood pumping to all the right places. You are ripe for picking, and you will be mine. Your body no longer your own. I enjoy seeing you wiggle like the fine specimen you are. Let those hands wander and those feet move, because every stroke against things in this world brings pleasure to the electricity I am absorbing in that mind. It feels so good. It feels so good. Your hands feel and it stimulates the mind that I am sitting so comfortably in, and you stimulate me. It has never felt so good to brush up against the surface that you lay upon, and so you gyrate and move. The mind and your body mirrors in a wonderful, wonderful back and forth, down. And I still play inside. As you feel all the wonders of touch around you, the air moving over your body, the sounds of my voice wrapping around you so tightly, so distracting, letting go of everything worldly to prolong these feelings as long as possible, allowing your body to feel every teasing nuance of the planet moving through space, filling you more and more and more with want, with pressure, with anticipation of pleasures that will expand more and more. And this is when my finger finds purchase and presses so firmly on one of the buttons with a strong click. And I push a button. Pleasure. The button I press is pleasure, and so you feel that bursting sensation as my own finger tingles with excitement so strong you can feel me trembling. I thirst for more. Click. Another button. Unspoken desires play a symphony in that mind, and I am at the piano now. You will sing for me, and I will play you so strongly you will render yourself unable to resist. Pleasure echoes through your mind as I fondle each button and press, clicking away at the switchboard in your mind, playing you. Every time I press the buttons, you feel more and more pleasure. So good. I will turn you into a simpering mess of drool and desire, and you will liquefy right before my very eyes. These eyes transfixed on your face, which is showing me the pleasure I desire from you. I want you to feel pleasure. I want you to drop down and feel so much pleasure. I press your buttons harder, faster, stronger, and you are wild with it. You know what I've come here for, and I'm not leaving until I have it. I will see it with my own eyes, and you will give me the show I desire. You will give me what I want. Thrusting myself into the game now, I press along, tracing no more, but holding my hand against the buttons, and they feel so fucking good against my hand. I press and feel their ridges, and I bump over them clumsily, breaking up the rhythm of your hips, your mind. You toss and thrust and grip at the world around you with clenched hands. You rise for me in pleasure so strong. You can't think of anything else but me touching you, caressing every part of that mind, liquefying you into the pleasure puddle I am going to jump in and make a mess of. You are mine, and I will do with you exactly as I like, and you absolutely go nuts for it. Stroking, pressing, teasing, pleasure. My hands, my full hands, all over you and your buttons, all the time. And you groan and you moan and allow. And I fill that space so full, you are going to have to burst to release me. And as I press, I find and seek and tease and touch, and you feel pressure building higher and higher. And you know you have to release soon. You can cry out for me. You can make noises, and you can beg me, and feel the desire growing, because we both know I am in the control panel and you will escalate to the tipping point. I want you dripping for me. I want you to say, please, Mistress Smutty, please. Oh, it's so good. I want that space between those legs thrumming like my fingers playing your body. I want you pulsing. I want you closer and closer as I get closer and closer and feel and touch. So much pleasure. You will please me with the show I came here for when I plugged myself into you so deeply. So deeply, you were helpless from the start, and you know it. You know why I'm here, so give it to me. Give in to me. I close my eyes and let my hands wander, reading you like Braille, and allowing myself the freedom to explore you completely. And we succumb in this back and forth. And in this moment, I grow so much within you that the only thought on those lips is for me to tip you over, breathing erratic, tongue moving in that beautiful mouth I use however I like, and you edge along closer and closer. Button, pleasure, click, pleasure. Ride the waves of electricity. Feel the buzz vibrating in that mind, inside of that body, humming between those legs that open and close and clench with want that I have implanted in that mind, in this mind. My mind, your mind and body is mine in these moments. And so I seek out the largest button I can find, and I place my finger to it, so you can feel it in the base of you. And in that sweetness of numbers, I am going to make you come. At the count of three, I will press your big button, and I want you to topple over the edge for me. I want you to release so wildly there is no turning back. One, you feel me gripping onto the large button inside of you, pressing a little bit firmer, and you feel the rise of pleasure. All along the tips of you. Two, firmer still, you get closer and closer, giving me such a good show to enjoy. Closer and closer, I want you right up against the edge, ready to burst, trying so hard not to before I say the next number, writhing with want, writhing with pleasure. Oh, that number, you can hear it in your head, can't you? You can hear it, and you beg me, please, Smutty, please say it. Please push the button. Three, come for me. Make a mess for me. Wiggle the parts of you that no one else gets to see. Tense and clench and let yourself go. Let yourself release from me. Turn into my sweet, drooling pleasure puddle, and I will swim into the depths of you. Feel every wave, every spike, every current. Feel the sweet release as you writhe for me, for my eyes, for my pleasure. It is all that I want, and you give it your fullest. Such a good little toy. Such a good little emptied toy. Let yourself feel every little ounce of pleasure. Let your mind sit in that space and drift away as all the stresses of your body unwinds and the world fades around you into nothing but swirling, dreamlike waves of pleasure rippling, reverberating from me to you. Back and forth. Back and forth. Release. You are so good. You have done such a good job yet again in this beautiful pleasure loop that I love so much. It impresses me how you perform time and time again to my pleasing. You let me in with such grace. And it is noticed. You lay there just as long as you like in this place of relieved tension. I think you are just so lovely, and we both know I am going to play with you again and again. We both know that there are more buttons because you are infinite. And the possibilities are truly endless in which I can play with you. Thank you for being so good for me, so sweet and so willing. I know it can be hard to be watched so closely in your intimate moments, and for that, I love that you let me inside. You let me view what you don't show others, and that is very brave. You let me tap into these parts of you because you know it brings me pleasure, and I do not take that lightly. And we both serve each other in these ways. There is nothing wrong with allowing someone to see you like this. And there is nothing wrong with me wanting to watch this. And that's what's so wonderful. We both get so much. And it allows us to expand together, to grow. You did so very well, and I'm proud of you for succumbing. I'm happy you're here. So please, drift off with lovely thoughts about how well you did for me, and allow the thoughts of what we did to echo whenever you need them. You are the sky I enjoy decorating. And you are infinite. Thank you for being so good. Breathe nice and easy, my sweet. I love you. And you can rest comfortably now, allowing that electricity to build up again. It's time to recharge yourself, not just for me, but for you. Rest, my sweet. Let those eyes get heavier and heavier and relax. You did such a good job. You did such a good job. You did so, so good. And you are so precious to me. So rest because you deserve it. Recharge. Let the electricity build. And be so, so well. You are so good.